Let me illustrate with perhaps my favourite thing in all of tax literature, the first skin flowchart. This is genuinely published by HMRC to help people work out what VAT they have to pay on items of clothing which contain some fur or animal skin. After asking you to determine whether the item in question is actually clothing, not straightforward in itself, it goes through a series of questions aimed at deciding whether VAT is payable. This depends on an astonishing range of specifics about the nature of the fur or skin used in the item, how much of it is covered in fur, skin, and the nature of the item of clothing. For most of the way through, there is a kind of logic about it. If the cost of the fur to the manufacturer is greater than the cost of the other components, question 6, then it is clearly luxury and you probably should be paying VAT on it. Unless, that is, the fur comes from rabbit, wooled lamb or sheep, question 8, in which case it is probably just for keeping warm, so probably no VAT. Question 9 asks, is the fur skin from bovine cattle, including buffalo, horses, etc., pigs, including peccary, chamois, gazelle, deer or dogs? Yes, go to question 10. No, go to question 11. If that sounds a little surreal in a tax manual, then try question 12. Here we end up considering clothes which have fur or skin from goats or kids as opposed to any other animal. And at this point, does the goat or kid originate from Mongolia, Yemen or Tibet? If yes, VAT is payable. If not, there is no VAT. What the tax authorities have against Yemeni goats, I do not know.